In our previous shiurim, we spoke about Baal Tosef. But as we mentioned at the beginning of that series of shiurim, just like there is a concept of Baal Tosef, there's a concept, there's a lav in the Torah mentioned twice about Tigra. If the Torah tells us to do the mitzvah in a certain fashion, the example that we could give is our sugya, where the Torah tells us to do the Zrikas Adam on the Mizbeach, with Shtei Matonish and Arba, make four on the four corners of the Mizbeach, put the dam, and you only put it on one corner, then you will be over Baal Tigra. There's an interesting question that is discussed, that if somebody is mevatel a mitzvah saseh, if there's a mitzvah to do something and you chose not to do it, so why should you not be over Baal Tigra? Besides that you were over not fulfilling that mitzvah saseh that you're obligated to do, why also is it not considered that you're over Baal Tigra? Actually, the Shaal Satshuvas Beis Halevi, Chelik Aleph Simin Membeis, discusses this, and he in fact holds that if somebody neglects to do a mitzvah saseh, he's over Baal Tigra. And the Maram Shik, in his Sefer on Tarig Mitzvahs, in Mitzvah Tuf Nun Vov, quotes the Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yoina, that indeed held that a Mevatel Mitzvah Saseh, if somebody deliberately is over the Mitzvah Saseh, he's over Baal Tigra. But the Paiskim say that that's only if somebody... There's two conditions that I saw. Some say it's only if he deliberately was over the mitzvah saseh. He knows there's a mitzvah saseh, and he deliberately doesn't do it. That's when he's over Baal Tigra. Others say it's only if you do it in a regular fashion. So if in a regular fashion, on a steady basis, you're over a mevatel mitzvah saseh, so then you're over Baal Tigra, because the Torah told you to do something and you're ignoring what the Torah said. But if you don't do it on a regular basis, that doesn't mean that you're deliberately trying to avoid what the Torah told you to do. And that won't be considered that you were over Baal Tigra. When we speak about the Isser of Baal Tigra, the question that comes up quite often is, what is the lav of Baal Tigra? So there's a very interesting vart from Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau on his Sefer HaMitzvahs, He says, he wants to say that somebody who avoids, doesn't do a mitzvah, will not be oiv Baal Tigra. Only, he said, because the Isra of Baal Tigra, and we said a very similar svara when we spoke about the mitzvahs about the Baal Tosef, is what is the Torah telling us? The Torah is telling us that we want the mitzvah to be done in a certain fashion. And if you don't do the mitzvah in that fashion, so you violated what the Torah told you to do. The Aveira Baal Tigra is that if the Torah tells us to do a mitzvah in a certain manner, and you don't do it in the manner that the Torah told you to do the mitzvah, so then you're over Baal Tigra. But if you don't do the mitzvah at all, so you taka mevatel mitzvah saseh, it's not something that we're belittling, but it isn't changing the tzur of the mitzvah. And if you're not changing the tzura of the mitzvah, that isn't considered that you're oiva bal tigra. Where does this question come up? This question comes up in a situation where somebody cannot fulfill, do a mitzvah with the shear that the Torah wants you to do a mitzvah. The most common situation that we could think of in discussing such a shayla is we know that the Torah tells us you have to eat a kazayis, a matzah. The Torah tells, the halacha is you have to eat a kazayis, a maror. And you have people who unfortunately are not well and cannot eat a kazayis of matzah or kazayis of maror. But they could eat less than a kazayis. Should they eat that much or not? So the question really begins with a more fundamental question. We know when we speak about chotzi shir, the Torah says chotzi shir osam min haTorah, and therefore, even let's say as Masechta the Shabbos discusses quite extensively, the shiurim of carrying that you should be chayiv on Shabbos. So it's clear for many sugyas and shas, that even if you'll carry less than the shear prescribed, you will be over an avera. You'll be over an avera midaraisa. Chotzi shear is awesome in a Torah. Just, there's no einshim given if you only did chotzi shear. So now the question is, if you only did a chotzi shear of a mitzvah, do we say the same? Maybe you didn't fulfill the mitzvah b'shleimus, but at least you did something. Or it may be worse. Because if I did an aveira b'chotzi shir, so I did an aveira. If I'm going to do a mitzvah b'chotzi shir, there's two arguments. On one hand, an argument can be made. If you can't do the mitzvah with the whole shleimus, do as much as you can. We see that the Torah gives a chshivas to less than the shear. Because if the Torah would not give any chshivas to less than a shear, there would be no halacha that chotzi shear is awesome in a Torah. But on the other hand, an argument can be made that when you do a mitzvah with chotzi shear, then you're being oiva bal tigra. And we're learning in our sugya, we're learning in our shiurim, that bal tigra is a issa lav d'oraisa. So maybe it's better if you can't eat the whole shear of matzah, you can't eat the whole shear of maror, don't eat a chotzi shear, rather don't eat at all and avoid being over bal tigra. The Shagas Arya in Simon Kuf says that somebody who eats less than a shear of a mitzvah is Mekayim a mitzvah, and not only is he Mekayim a mitzvah, he should make a bracha. And so too does the Chidah and the Birke Yosef, Oy Rechaim Simon Tuf Pei Beis Ois Dalet teach us, Mida Toiva Merubah Mida Peronius, Vim Hashem Yisbarach Manish Ba'oichel Chatzi Shir Isser. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a punishment if somebody eats a chatzi shir of Isser, kavachomer shemashalem lo'oichel chatzi shir dvar mitzvah kishein biyadol kaim mitzvah b'shleimus. So they're very clear in explaining that one should certainly, if you can't eat a whole kazayis matzah, you can't eat a whole kazayis maror, eat what you can and even make a bracha. But the question remains, why shouldn't it be considered bal tigra? So the Shas HaTshuvas Shraga HaMeir in Chela Gimel Simon Pei Zayin answers this question. He says that when somebody wears only three tzitzis on his beged instead of four tzitzis, so it's obvious that he is changing, as we spoke about a few moments ago, the tzura of the mitzvah. The tzura of the mitzvah that the Torah gave us is to wear four tzitzis. And he changed the entire tzura of the mitzvah by doing only three. When somebody is eating less than a kazayis of matzah, when somebody is eating less than a kazayis of maror, it's not obvious that he's changing the tzura of the mitzvah. What's happening here is he's eating. And he actually wants to eat a kazayis. He's just not able to. When it's not obvious that you're changing the tzura of the mitzvah, then it's not considered that you're over baltikra. But then there's a question. The question is, from our sugya, how we got into the subjects about toisa baltikra. What did our Mishnah say? That when you have a carbon that's supposed to have four applications on the four corners of the mizbeach, and it got intermingled with a carbon's dam that only is required to have one. If you're going to do only one, you're over baltigra. So ask the Shraga Meir, why are you over baltigra? Somebody who sees you doing only one will think that you have a carbon that only requires matana achas. So he answers, it must be that our Mishnah is referring to a situation that everybody knows what type of carbon you have here. And everybody knows that this is a carbon that requires the sinus application of dam on all four corners. And then when you only put on one corner, it's obvious that you are being over baltigra. The Shals of Tshuvas Petzela Chochma in Chelik Hey Simon Samach Dalid quotes the Mashag, who says that not only a person who can't eat more than a chatzi shir, but let's say you have a different situation. You have a situation where a person doesn't have more than a chatzi shir. He only has a little matzah. He only has a little maror, and therefore he doesn't have the whole kazayis. He should still fulfill the mitzvah for what he has, and he will get schar for what he did.